not many people watch the Oscars compared to 10 years ago. And in my view, the people who are watching it are people who really care about film, and people who really care about film probably actually care an awful lot about these categories.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, we preview Sunday's Academy Awards telecast with Washington Post features writer Travis Andrews. While the Oscars Sunday night is being hailed as a return to normal after last year's pandemic-muted ceremony, but most of the pre-show attention has been on what's not in the broadcast. With the Academy scrambling to retain ratings, several awards will be given off-screen in a move that has angered the non-celebrity artists who make Hollywood run.
So the primary change from past years is that eight categories are going to be removed from the live telecast. So, and these categories include original score, film editing, production design, makeup, hairstyling, sound, documentary short subject, live action short film, and animated short film. And what they're going to do is, instead of giving these out during the live telecast, the thing we're all watching, they're going to do it beforehand, right beforehand, in an hour of the ceremony that will not be broadcast. And then they're going to film that, edit it really quickly, and then sort of splice it into the show so that you will only see, you know, the person getting the award and the speech, all as an effort to keep the show to a tight 3 hours, something they've never really been able to do in the past.
Do we know why the Academy picked those particular categories and, you know, why that decision was made now?
They've been trying to do this actually for a couple years and received a lot of blowback in the past. I think it was first floated in 2019, if I'm not mistaken. Why these categories is a very good question and a very loaded question, I think, for a lot of people, particularly those in these categories. I'll have to speculate somewhat here because the Academy really isn't talking about this. ABC really isn't talking about this. But I think the general idea is that these categories, in their eyes, just bring in less viewers, that people don't care enough about them, and that the audience that they're trying to reach probably might care more about categories with celebrities and not like actor, actress, director, best picture. And that might be a pretty flawed way of thinking about their actual audience, because not many people watch the Oscars compared to 10 years ago. And in my view, the people who are watching it are people who really care about film, and people who really care about film probably actually care an awful lot about these categories.
What has been the reaction from the nominees and past winners from the categories that have been dropped from the main telecast?
A lot of disappointment, a lot of anger even. Guilds, almost every guild that's connected in some way to these categories, and even those that are not connected to these categories, have spoken out, urging the Academy to reverse the decision. I think really a lot of these categories are what they call below-the-line categories. And I think people who work in any below-the-line categories are angry about this. I mean, it feels to a lot of people who do editing, who do composing, who do documentary shorts, like that they're being treated as almost second class citizens by the Academy, that they are being told that they're not as important as these other categories.
There's been a lot of last minute changes. There's been coverage of, presenters being added at the last minute. Do we know what's actually going to be in the broadcast instead of what's been dropped?
Yeah. So one thing that they have announced, I think this has added to some of the anger and the disappointment among people in these categories, is that they announced this hashtag Oscars fan favorite and hashtag Oscars cheer moment, which are basically, you can go to social media, you can vote for your favorite movie, you can vote for your favorite moment from the show, and they will announce these during the ceremony, which obviously takes up time. And a lot of people I've spoken to have pointed out that these awards themselves don't actually take up much time in the telecast. They maybe gain a couple minutes by cutting one. And so to have added the social media aspect and the fan favorite aspect, I think has people even more unhappy.
What do you make of the state of the Academy Awards? It seems like there's been pitched debate in recent years about so many aspects of the whole process, from, you know, the makeup of the voters to the makeup of the nominees. We had the Oscars So White controversy of a couple years ago. Is this thing on life support right now?
You know, I think so. I think they're having an identity crisis, and I think this is what it comes down to. I want to quote Mark Harris, a great writer and a kind of a historian of the Academy. And he said, "The holy grail of the Oscars has become this imaginary ABC viewer who is eagerly waiting for there to be fewer awards, no old people, no artsy movie, a super fast pace, and Spider-Man. And I guess the Academy is going to chase that mirage over the edge of a cliff." And I think that he's onto something. They, on one hand, have diversified a great deal in reaction to Oscars So White, and we're seeing films that never would have probably been up for Best Picture. Parasite is a great example that recently won this year, Drive My Car. There are a lot of movies here that I think people who really care about film and who get really excited about the Oscars from that perspective are really excited about. At the same time, they cut these categories by making this kind of social media play. It feels like the Academy is both diversifying and you know, getting kind of better movies oftentimes into these races while also trying to chase the broad popular audience that they want to add, who, you know, maybe tuned in to see celebrities and things like that. And so it feels like they're trying to go after two different audiences, but not focusing on either one. And I think that's created a real identity crisis for them.
Got any ideas for how to fix it?
If I had that, I'd be a lot richer. You know, I think my personal belief is that the Academy should focus on the core audience who is sticking with the show. I think if they were a little bit more authentic and a little bit more, you know, honest about who's watching and actually cater towards those people, I don't know if it would grow the audience, but at least then people in the industry and people watching the show would be happy. You know, I think it's important to note that all award shows viewership is down, all television viewership is down. We just live in a more fractured, you know, cultural society. And I think that and also, we have much greater access to celebrities via social media, via TikTok, Instagram, et cetera. I think 15 years ago, one reason that everyone would tune into the Oscars was to see that. That was unique. Seeing celebrities gather was not something you could see every day. Now, it's everywhere. It's super saturating the marketplace almost. And I think that the Academy is chasing an audience that will never get back. You know, what Harris said about Spider-Man, That was one of the biggest grossing movies of all time. And I think a lot of people in the Academy wish it had been nominated for Best Picture because they think that will bring in the people who like that movie. But historically, that hasn't been the case. Joker made over $1 billion. Black Panther made over $1 billion. And ratings were still down those years. So I think that the idea of fixing it in a way of gaining more audience share does not exist. And so to remain relevant, it seems to me, they should focus on what they, you know, purport to actually do, which is celebrate and educate about film.
Okay, lastly, let's hear your pick for Best Picture this year. Should win, will win.
I think Power of the Dog, I think it has this on lock, and I'd be very happy to see that. I think it's a fantastic film. Drive My Car would be a wonderful pick. It's not going to happen, though. So Power of the Dog's what I would like to see, and I think it's possible, though there's a slight chance that Coda, which is having kind of a moment right now, surpasses it, but I think it'll be Power of the Dog.
Okay, well, that's Travis Andrews of the Washington Post. We've been previewing Sunday's Academy Awards. Travis, thanks for the time, and happy viewing.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.